recess, and I think at this point we are essentially ready to recess indefinitely. We won't quite adjourn, but I think we are basically done with this bill. But the reason we want to recess indefinitely and not adjourn is that there's always the possibility we'll have to reconvene for something technical. But on all substantive matters, we are essentially done. I think, members, we have an understanding. If anyone thinks differently or understands differently, say now or speak now or forever hold the peace. But we can always come back if it's something, if it's error correction. But we will most likely not come back to revisit anything substantive. The one last thing I would say is before we recess indefinitely, and this will very likely be the last time we meet at all before the conference report is produced and signed, is there anyone else I want to give one last chance for anyone else in the audience or in the public to testify on anything whatsoever having to do with this bill? Anyone? Okay. Well, there is. Excuse me.
This better be important.
Well, if you
can
introduce yourself for the record.
I will. Mr. Chairman, committee members, I'm Jack Manson with the Minnesota Department of Revenue. And this issue is important to us. That's the only reason I'm holding this up. But there was a provision in this bill that was pretty much the same on both sides. It was the administration of the blind and disabled provisions in the property tax article. We're not in the article, but and there was just a minor difference between the two bills. And this was heard two or three times in the Senate with no objections. It was heard in the House with no objections, both as a single bill and a part of the omnibus bill. And it was also heard in Tax Committee, Senator Moi, in Senator Bach's committee. And it's merely changing who I don't have the bill, what section it is in the bill, but just merely changing where they apply for this preference in the taxation. Currently, it comes to us. We just wanted to make it close to the assessors, and they're not opposed to it. And trouble is, it's more difficult to administer now because we've got to communicate with the counties, and they have information we don't have. So it makes sense from an administration standpoint, and because it was the same in both bills with a minor correction and no objection, I was hoping it would stay in the bill, but I understand this morning it was pulled out or set aside.
Representative
Mr. Chair, at any point in any testimony in any committee, did anybody oppose it?
Mr. Chairman and Representative Holberg, no, it was not opposed at all in any of those committees, and it must have been heard five times, I believe.
Representative,
thank you, Mr. Chair. It was my understanding that we had decided to set it aside because it is also in the tax bill in the Senate, and it's my understanding that it was going to be coming back in the Senate in the conference tax bill.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hillstrom, well, I mean, it's only on the Senate side in the tax bill and not in the House side, and in this bill it's in both sides, so.
But it belongs in the tax.
I should say that, though, my recollection of the testimony was that Senator Moi seemed pretty darn sure, if he can be pretty darn sure of anything, in the Conference Committee, that it would survive, maybe be modified, but certainly survive in the tax bill. That was my recollection. Members, if anyone else wants to chime in, Representative
Mr. Chair, maybe a way that we could deal with this and help these people is maybe we can circle around with Chairs Bach and Lencheski, get their sign off in the conferees, and see if we can help you out.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chair, since we aren't officially adjourning, if this turns into one of those things that we need to revisit because we run into problems with those chairs, I don't think we want to abandon this issue. But the concern was just that since it did have tax ramifications and it's over in the tax bill, that it was going to be addressed either way. My understanding of what was said here.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public on any issues that we've discussed pertaining to the bill? Okay. Seeing none, then we will stand in what I will call an indefinite recess, and we may not come back at all. In fact, we'll just end this with the conference report. Thank you.